No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gerber Show. Giving it to you straight every day. Fierce and fearless is what I do. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, winter recreation and shopping are the focus of a $3 million Still Pure Michigan campaign. Yeah, it's coming. Number two, more Michigan schools will take Thanksgiving week off as COVID continues to spread. We'll keep an eye on that. And number three, Waukesha, Wisconsin. I'm sorry, but I've got to start there. It's just a horrible event unfolding in Waukesha. A treasured time for people to come together on Christmas and celebrate. Put politics aside and just stand and watch a Christmas parade. Destroyed last night. Horrible act of violence. A massacre in the streets of Waukesha. As a car driven by Daryl Brooks, 39, we're told, went roaring through the parade, driving over children and retirees and everybody in between. Five are dead today. We don't know whom. But dance troops and marching vans were destroyed by the Ford Escape, traveling at a high rate of speed, driving right through the crowd, running over people, killing people. 50 were injured, maybe more. Maybe more. And you have to wonder about the connection to the Kyle Rittenhouse case. The verdict just 2 days ago, and the suspect, Daryl Brooks, a black man, 39, who on his social media sites supported Black Lives Matter, mocked the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict. And you have to wonder, one Illinois Democrat, Mary Lemansky, she is the social media director for the Democrat Party, DuPage County, Illinois, mocking the massacre in Waukesha, Wisconsin. People are dead in the streets. Children run over by an SUV. And here's what Mary Lemansky, the social media director for the Democrat Party in DuPage County, Illinois, tweets. It was probably just self-defense. Hashtag Wisconsin. Hashtag Kyle Rittenhouse. I'm sure he didn't want to hurt anyone. He came to help people, she tweeted. Living in Wisconsin, he probably felt threatened. The blood of Kyle Rittenhouse's victims is on the hands of Wisconsin citizens, even the children. She tweeted that early this morning. You reap what you sow, Wisconsin. Someone who believes in reaping what you sow, Wisconsin, put that bad energy out there. It came back real fast. These are all things posted by this Democrat communications director in Illinois after a massacre in the streets of a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin. This is what you're dealing with. This is what you're dealing with. What kind of a black-hearted individual tweets this kind of thing? Who puts such a thing out there? The videos are horrible. Absolutely horrible. Oh, and by the way, the suspect here, multiple pending felonies. Multiple pending felonies for Daryl Brooks. Yeah, Daryl Brooks. Let me run through it here for you. Let's see here. Daryl Brooks. The facts you need to know. 39 years old. They found him with the Ford. The Ford Escape, 39 years old. Social, prolific social media accounts. Some have already been deleted, as you can imagine. Five people dead, more than 40 injured. And the red SUV can be seen in several videos, plus it can be found on Google Maps, apparently. But here's the thing. Open charges felony charges filed November 5, 2021. Resisting arrest, felony bail jumping, recklessly endangering safety. Those are both felonies. There's two felonies there. Plus domestic abuse, disorderly conduct, battery, all misdemeanors there. So two felonies and a pile of misdemeanors. He already has an open felony case, Milwaukee County from 2020. That case, second degree reckless endangerment, felony. Use of a dangerous weapon, felony, because there's two counts. Possessing firearm convicted of a felony, there's four felonies on that case, pending. He was released on $1,000 bail on Friday. He was released on bail Friday. Yeah. So there you go. I mean, he has multiple other convictions dating back, you know, substantial battery, 1999 felony, drug possession, 2002 felony, second offense, drug possession, 2011 felony. And he wrote a lot about the George Floyd case on social media. He wrote a lot about police being members of a violent street gang. That's how he identified police. And so let's go to where... the tragedy occurred in Waukesha. Nathan, you've got this brand new sound. Eyewitness from what happened in Waukesha at the Christmas parade. Here it is. Roll it. We got it?
It was just chaos. There was screaming and crying, people yelling, and I kind of froze at the beginning because I wasn't sure what had actually happened. Try to find my kids, grab our stuff, which was silly. It wasn't important. And then I told my husband, I'm like, can you help? Can you please go help?
Yeah. And then there's, I think there's number 19. Let's go with that one. Maybe not. We'll hold that for a second. Fact of the matter is this. It's a horrible tragedy. It is a predictable result of the hateful narrative put out by the national news media and Hollywood and sports celebrities who have attacked the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict. And the day the suspect got out was the day the verdict occurred. Daryl Brooks got out the day the verdict occurred. And there you go. Predictable enough. You divide people and teach them hateful thoughts. Sooner or later, something bad happens. Seems that it did. It's devastating. Yeah. I mourn for those families. Quick break. I'll be right back.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. patriotfoods.com. patriotfoods.com.
I'm Brad Hoos, founder of Muskox Outdoor Apparel. a Michigan company focused on quality, performance, and helping you get outdoors to live your next adventure. Go to GoMuskOx.com and check out the Grand Flannel, our signature product that's made of 100% double brush cotton. It's heavyweight, designed to last, and makes a great gift for the outdoorsman in your life. GoMuskOx.com. That's GoMuskOx.com for the best in outdoor adventure gear.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.